We watched the drama play out on our streets last summer when the company Lime dropped 200 of its electric scooters in our Honolulu. The move was made without the city's blessing, and it quickly moved to seize the vehicles, maintaining they were illegal. The disruption prompted the city to try and find a way to avoid a repeat. This month, two bills were introduced to try and manage things like dockless scooters and bikes. Council Chair Ikaika Anderson introduced Bill 43. Bill 44 is the administration's version. John Noucci is the Deputy Director of Transportation Services. The focus, he says, is to find the best solution to managing new technology on our streets.
You know, traditionally, when we think multimodal, we think of what we already have. We have bus, we have our handy van system, we're building the 20-mile rail alignment. And so those are the kind of the trifecta that people usually think about when they refer to multimodal. However, there's all these other pieces that have suddenly arisen in this time of, we have scooters, we have bike share, Honolulu, by the way, has one of the highest utilized bike shares in the nation. I think we're sixth in the nation right now in terms of bike utilization. So it speaks to the success of Bike Share Hawaii's Biki product. And so you have all these other pieces that are kind of breaking the mold of what we consider to be multimodal. Even recently, Bill 19, Ordinance 19, which revised ordinances to allow more car sharing in Honolulu. That is actually a piece of our multimodal network there. And so when we look at it, any new device that hits the road that people can use as a piece of their transport is part of our multimodal network. So Mayor came out very strong when one of the companies decided to deploy. And it wasn't because he was against the mode at all, but we need to deploy these things in a thoughtful, prescribed way, because we've seen, I wouldn't even say across the nation, but across the world, we've seen that chaos that develops when companies that are normally, say, a tech disruptor company come and just drop a plethora of scooters or bikes or other devices on the sidewalks and just leave everybody to figure out how to best manage these devices being, and it turns into a bunch of clutter, and it turns into just not looking very nice in our streetscape. So what Mayor has always intended to do is to figure out, this is not a no-can for these kinds of dockless shared mobility devices. It's a how-can. How can we prescriptively, how can we integrate this into our streetscape? And you can visit any major American city or any major international city and see shared mobility devices all over. The difference is you can see the cities that have done it right, and you can see the cities that have not done it right. And I like to kind of refer to them as, you can see cities that are the permissive parent, and you can see the cities that are the absolutely no parent, where they say, no, we're not doing this. And I hope that Honolulu falls right in the middle of that. We want to be permissive, but not at the cost of safety, not at the cost of accessibility, not at the cost of making sure that our streetscape remains nice to look at and pleasant to traverse.
Now, at the mayor's conference recently, there were a number of mayors who stood up and said, we're proud of the fact that we had so many, rides on electric scooters or electric bikes, and it was a way to be able to go green, and either get people away from their love affair with their cars, but just provide other options.
Absolutely. And the reason why we're considering this as part of our multimodal network is just that options are so key to letting people traverse through our city and wherever they need to go with as much ease as possible. I mean, sometimes it might be better, and I do know this to be true. I've been stuck in traffic before and on a bus, which I do ride all the time. And we've had something happen on the road and we're in town and I just happened to hop off the bus and say, I'm going to take my bike. I'm going to take a bike share bike and just get to where I'm going to go. And that option, that you have other options, really gets to the point of what makes a great multimodal city. The two bills, actually, they aim towards the same end, to have a well-managed shared mobility program implemented in the city and county of Honolulu that does make whoever participates in, does make them liable to paying the cost for using a space on city property. And I think that's quite key right there.
Is the key going to be dockless versus docked in how these bills try and tackle this problem?
Well, fundamentally, there's a couple of large differences between the two bills. Bill 43 takes a stab at defining all the different types of different devices that are known to us right now. We intentionally, in crafting Bill 44 for the administration, left that open and just defined a small shared mobility device, because I think, as you'll see evolve, we don't really know what's yet to come. And so in Bill 44, what we had hoped to do was just to take the concept of a vehicle that's meant to be shared and is less than 100 pounds and to anticipate to kind of future-proof ordinances, which I think does help to craft, you know, good legislation.
This summer, I visited D.C., and I saw just multiple types of electric scooters, electric bikes everywhere, but their sidewalks are like five times the size of our sidewalks.
Broad sidewalks, exactly. You have that opportunity. So in some ways, the companies that are deploying dockless mobility, such as scooters and bikes, I think to them, they just come and they deploy in a city. And that was the strategy that they did over the last 2 years. And it really has not been that long since this mobility was available. I think they've learned, though, from pushback from municipalities across the country and around the world, that every city is not a cookie cutter. Every city demands its own personalized solution. And I think both Bill 43 and 44 aim to corral shared mobility devices into organized places on the street. And that gets to something that the city's been really focusing on a lot, and that is the concept of curb management. Curb management is recognizing that all the business value of city streets, which Mayor always says is probably one of the largest assets of the city in the amount of space that we have dedicated to our roads and streets. Curb management is managing the areas where business takes place on the curb. And really, that's the last frontier of conflict and business. If you think about it, our transit buses use those to pick up all of our passengers and are well utilized the bus system. They have to share that with delivery vehicles that now in online era shopping, you know, there's so many delivery vehicles all over the place trying to kind of also utilize the curb and make their deliveries. You have commercial freight vehicles, you know, delivering food and other goods to businesses. And you have rideshare, Uber, Lyft, also using that curb. So really that curb frontage is so, so, so valuable. And so to assume that the curb is also the place that scooters and bikes will also coexist, we just have to make sure that the curb is well-managed and that well-defined, and that we know that we have to utilize the best to our ability, the precious curb space that we do have.
The idea then, get some broad structure in place so you don't have to be playing catch up with the technology, so that it kind of covers all the bases.
Correct. And, you know, you can look at in history, even if you look into our ordinance, a bunch of years ago, there was a Christmas fad where you had a Razor scooter that had a combustion engine on it. And we actually, as a city, the city council at that time took up a bill that actually put laws around that particular device. And it spec'd it out. It has a combustion engine with a deck and two wheels, and went to that level. And then the device doesn't really exist anymore. And even to that point, Segways are also defined in the city ordinance. I think they're called personal mobility assistive devices. So rather than try to anticipate what's coming, we wanted to have a broad stroke categorization of these devices that are intended to be rented or purchased for use on a mobile app or some other mobile portal, and that concept would be encountered in the ordinance that the administration put out.
Now, just this summer, I saw a number of electric scooters on the road on King Street in the bike lane.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be there, are they?
Well, and that's part of the whole evolution of things. I think we have to look at what is allowed in the bike lane. And as all these devices evolve, you know, if it makes sense that is the safest place for them to be, then so be it. Then we have to revise our ordinances to allow for those things. When we've taken a look and gauged how the community feels about scooters in general. We found that a lot of people don't believe that electric scooters, which can go up to 14 or 15 miles an hour, should not be sharing our limited sidewalk space with pedestrians. And to that end, I think that's where a lot of people draw the line, is that they feel that there can be a lot of potential for conflict, for accident, for injury, if you have these scooters on the sidewalk, and especially in busy areas. So in certain areas in business districts, like, for example, Waikiki, we don't allow bicycles on the sidewalk because we think that there's a great conflict and a potential for injury. So to that end, that is a huge encouragement for us to know that we have to increase our bike infrastructure. And when I say bike infrastructure, I'm talking about lanes that we have set aside, protected bike lanes or shared bike lanes or anything of that network, and assume that at some point we'll be using all kinds of devices in it. So last year, the city held the first of its urban mobility working groups. And part of that effort was to kind of shake the tree and see who would come out and see what kind of devices were even contemplated. And we had a whole slew of different types of devices come out and get represented. And some you can't even really classify it. We had folding scooters that were electric that actually had a seat, and you sit almost, you know, kind of like bunched up and hunched over, but it goes 20 miles an hour. We saw people who had a deck with one wheel on it, and those hoverboards, for example, that were popular probably from about 2 years ago, those people came out. We had regular skateboarders, adult skateboarders in their 30s and 40s come out, and they were like, you know, we're not doing tricks on these anymore, but we're using them legitimately to get around town. And so when you look at that whole, the diversity of all those devices, that's what we want to contemplate in terms of shared mobility. I mean, someone could make a shared skateboard service at some point, and that really could happen. You know, right. We haven't seen it yet, but it could happen.
So we've got to be ready for that.
Yes. Safety is going to be our first priority here. If it's not safe, we don't want to condone it. We don't want to welcome it to our city.
That was John Nouchi, Deputy Director of Transportation Services for the city.